Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Thank you very much, and thank to all of you for these brilliant remarks that you've just shared with us. It's an extreme honor and a privilege to be able to also make some final comments on this very distinguished panel. But I'll be brief, and not only because time requires me to, but most importantly, because I think we all are by now filled to the brim with food for thought after these two intensive days of intellectual stimuli. Now comes a different stage in this joint project of ours, a stage where we will have to allow ourselves, I think, sufficient time to let the presentations and the experiences of this conference sink in. And by that, hone and sharpen our thinking towards this next stage, which is the writing process and the finalizing of a book. Now, yesterday in my opening remarks, I made a very brief conceptual overview of sociology of law, centered around conflict and consensus, agency and structure, and micro and micro. I ended by suggesting, and I think that all of these presentations that we've had have touched upon these dimensions. And I ended my remarks yesterday by suggesting that our pursuit should be a full reality of international criminal justice, a system, the system and the life world, to use Habermas' expressions, a reality that is attentive to both the internal and the external dimensions of law and the legal system of international criminal justice, and that we, you here today, are in a particularly equipped position to do so. And I believe, indeed, that we have come a long way already, simply by bringing people together with different insights and perspectives, but who all represent state of their art. However, there are promises and pitfalls of doing interdisciplinary work. The road ahead must therefore be carefully crafted. We want to talk with one another and not past. You know, the fruits of interdisciplinarity is not a smoothie of, like, sort of not an indeterminate mushy mash of some sort of substance. Rather, think of interdisciplinarity as a fruit salad to which you all bring your unique set of experiences and perspectives, or fruits, and whose combination is greater, tastes better, gives us something more than merely the sum of its parts. And we intend for this book to make a solid conceptual impact to understanding power in and of international criminal justice and to the sociology of international criminal justice more generally. It is, as many of you have already said, what the field needs now, and therefore our responsibility as experts and scholars to do this properly. Because international institutions lack legitimacy in the state, they are often legitimated by claims to efficiency, rationality, and values. Therefore, transparency of these institutions become extremely important to understand how power operates within them so that we can, if we will, continuously legitimate them. International criminal justice and legitimacy are work in progress. And so is justice. In our work, let us never lose sight of the ideal of justice as an abstract meaningfulness, as an unfinished ideal, and to recognize that justice too is a perpetual work in progress. And I sincerely thank you for all your contributions to that pursuit. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.